This is so outrageously crazy. I couldn't even make this up. In the context of police declaring open season on black people, and in a new era where we finally have black people targeting cops in retaliation, we can assume that the state's fascist enforcers in blue are doing everything they can to conduct themselves properly. You know they have to be on their best behavior. So check out what the police do when they're on their best behavior. They responded to a scenario where an autistic kid had walked away from a care facility. From what I could tell from the video, the kid looked to be non-white. So a therapist from the care facility, realizing the kid had walked away, went to collect him and return him. The therapist wasn't wearing fatigues and combat boots. He didn't have a flak jacket or a bazooka. But he was black. So you know that can't end well. If you haven't already seen the video, let me give you the scenario. When police arrived, the autistic kid sat down and began playing with a toy truck. The therapist, an unfortunate black man who clearly knows the score, laid down on his back with his hands up, clearly empty. As heard on the video, the therapist told police that he worked for the care center. In a calm voice, he identified himself and explained that the young man was autistic. He clearly articulated that the autistic kid was unarmed and was merely playing with a toy truck. So, once police determined they had two unarmed and perfectly cooperative people, they took the opportunity to shoot the black man in the leg. Really, I'm not making this up. Cincinnati police took a situation of perfect peace and tranquility and interjected flying bullets as a solution, while on their best behavior. Apparently, in recognition of the proposition that black lives really do matter, cops are no longer killing black people, but are instead just shooting to maim. That's quite an advancement. But wait, it gets weirder. In the aftermath, police have released an official statement to explain themselves. They claim they didn't intend to shoot the compliant black man laying on his back with his hands up. Instead, they claim, their target was the mentally challenged unarmed kid. Somehow, police think the story is more acceptable, that they were trying to shoot an autistic kid playing with a toy truck, and that they accidentally shot the black man they were trying to save. I bet that sounded better in the police chief's head than it did when he actually said it out loud. There's just so much wrong with this. Cops are now shooting black people to save them. So whether the black person is a perceived aggressor or a perceived victim, the answer is to shoot the black guy, sometimes for his own good. After all, if cops had not shot that guy in the leg, an autistic kid may have bumped his foot with a toy truck. Now cops can shoot black people and say, "You're welcome." Wow. With this accidentally shooting black people for their own good defense, we've now heard just about everything. I'm now only waiting for an official police response that questions whether bullet manufacturers are secretly producing ammunition with black people magnets in them to explain why white cops always seem to shoot black people. You know, it's not me, it's these damned black people magnet bullets. I bet that therapist now wishes he had taken my advice and worn a gorilla suit to go out and pursue that walkaway kid. After the death of Harambe, cops would more likely think twice about taking down another gorilla and suffering the white backlash than shooting black people like they do all the time. This situation also reminds me of one that involved Jeffrey Dahmer, the cannibal serial killer. If you remember, on one occasion, a naked boy escaped from Dahmer's home. And when police encountered Dahmer and the child, they didn't shoot Dahmer in the leg. Instead, they gave the naked boy back to Dahmer, who went home and raped and then ate him. Apart from the difference that the boy Dahmer was pursuing was naked, and that the therapist could verify his credentials, what this comparison proves is that, whatever the circumstances, if you're black and pursuing someone, cops will shoot you. In contrast, if you're white, the cops will facilitate your effort to rape and eat naked children. There's a subtle racial bias. The black pursuer walks with a limp for life, while the white cannibal rapist eats like a champ for a week or more thanks to police intervention. You know, to protect and to serve. Now, before I wrap this up, I'd like to share a concern that so far, as it's been reported, only black shooters are killing cops, which serves to increase the tension between cops and the black community. This has to end. We definitely need some white shooters, especially the way things are stacking up. Donald Trump promises to be the law and order candidate, doing everything possible to support the cops. That being the case, I think Trump isn't really building a wall to keep the Mexicans out. He's building a wall to keep the black people in. Us whites might have to take up arms to hold off the cops long enough for the black population to escape to a civilized country. Let's lock and load. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from Warren Correctional in Lebanon, Ohio. If you're shooting back, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at Sean Swain, 243-205, Warren, C.I., P.O. Box 120, 5787 State Route 63, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. For updates on his situation, his bid for U.S. president in 2016, and more writings by Sean can be found at seanswain.org.